Again, that's June 7th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street, Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, June 4th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. We are following up on the story yesterday on the unfortunate demise of one of the editors of the Philadelphia Inquirer. We are trying to get Alfred Lubrano on the line this morning. We'll also, later in the program, be speaking with someone from Move to Amend about the current effort to roll back corporate personhood in political elections and rein in some of the money that seems to be flowing in all every direction, except, of course, to the people who create wealth in the first place. And again, to that issue, we hearken back to the $15 an hour recent vote on Monday in Seattle, thanks to Kshama Sawant leading the charge. This could very well be socialism's moment in America. From some headlines first, though, a 3.4 magnitude earthquake struck northern Colorado at the weekend. Environmentalists were not surprised to learn that the epicenter was near a fracking site. No reports of damage, but anti-fracking activists say that there is not a lot of math to add up in this incident. The USGS site refers to eastern Colorado as nearly a seismic. In other words, they don't have, this never happens in northern Colorado. States that earthquakes are rare, earthquakes are rare in the state overall. However, The earthquake took place less than two miles from two oil and gas wastewater injection wells that the state has not inspected in nearly 2 years. When you hear that term wastewater, think about it. We are rapidly running out of water. Water is becoming a scarcity. It is seriously undervalued. And there is no such thing as wastewater. There is water that has been polluted and contaminated by human activity, but there's no such thing as wastewater. We can't afford to waste any more water at all. And offsetting. Anybody devoted any thought or curiosity to offsetting recently? It's a massive threat to wildlife. Biodiversity offsetting is already being used by developers to justify schemes that cause irreversible harm. This is a very important word. We're going to be hearing it more and more. Great deal of the damage that we have done is irreversible, which makes it prime real estate for disaster capitalism. Think about that one too. Obviously, one reason why people aren't panicking madly over the total collapse of climate systems, or let's just call them ecological systems across the planet, is that they're hoping and intending to cash in. And already, they certainly already are. Irreversible harm to nature. They're warning that over 15 environmental groups across the world, ahead of a major biodiversity offsetting conference in London this week, are trying to get the message out, the conference, to no net loss of biodiversity and beyond. This is taking place today. It's going to be addressed by the Environmental Secretary Owen Paterson, who's soon to decide on the controversial plan to allow developers to destroy precious wildlife habitat. Wait for it. Provided that there is an attempt to offset the damage elsewhere. Such schemes are known as biodiversity offsetting. And various more and more environmental groups are adding their numbers to the chorus of opposition to this horrendous idea. It's basically allowing developers to push through projects that would have devastating impacts on irreplaceable habitats in our wildlife. And don't forget, once the habitat is gone, whatever creatures live there, they're gone too. They may be still walking around, but essentially we're living on a planet of ghosts. As the drilling rush proceeds at a fast pace in Pennsylvania's Marcellus Shale, nearby states have confronted a steady flow of toxic waste produced by that industry. One of Pennsylvania's most active drilling companies, Range Resources, tried yesterday to quietly ship tons of radioactive sludge. The mess had been rejected by a local landfill. They're trying to ship it to a landfill in nearby West Virginia. Already the cesspool of the mining industry, where radioactivity rules are still pending. They don't have any radio. They don't have any rules, right? None at all. It was only stopped when local media reports brought the attempted dumping to light. We're waiting now to hear from Shauna Smith with Move to Amend. What's happening right now, as many people know, is that the corporate personhood is about to take a huge hit. This is going to be a long, slow slog to roll this back, but people are working on it right now. It takes an enormous number of members of Congress to make this happen. But that is what is in process at the moment. So now is a great time to call elected representatives and encourage them to do the right thing. And a new study suggests that that the steelhead trout, to change a complete turn here, one of the reasons why we mentioned corporate personhood and money in politics in the middle of concerns about environmental issues is that the more money that flows into elections, the worse it is for the environment. There is a direct one-to-one relationship right there, because people are being bought off. Politicians who might, in their heart of hearts or in their intellect, know to what is the right thing to do. They understand that climate is collapsing all around us. And yet, once that corporate money starts flowing in from the oil industry and the pharmaceutical industry, all bets are off. And again, this is the end of habitat for a great many species that we take for granted. This study that has just come out suggests that steelhead trout can have trouble using the Earth's magnetic field to navigate if they were raised in a hatchery. Of all the many things that hatcheries do to destroy fish, native fish habitat, wild salmon habitat, this is yet another one, and perhaps the most serious. We forget because we don't understand it, because it happens in the water and it happens under the water. We don't go there. We're not often under the water with the fish. But nonetheless, they have to find their way back up the river to spawn. When this magnetic field is distorted by iron pipes, steelhead are rainbow trout born in western rivers that migrate to the ocean where they feed and grow to adulthood and then return to the native rivers to spawn. Because of more than a century of overfishing and habitat loss, the great bulk of steelhead and salmon are now raised in hatcheries. Many surviving wild populations are protected by the Endangered Species Act, which is about as spineless as a jellyfish. Research in recent years indicates that salmon and steelhead navigate relying on their perceptions of the Earth's magnetic field. What? You thought they had little maps? Or maybe Siri? GPS, take a right here. No, take a left. Until they get close enough to their native rivers for their sense of smell to take over. Scientists think that the magnetic receptors are inside the nasal area of the steelhead. Well, that's Banjax now. I suppose that many of the big Intel-type companies are already coming up with tiny, tiny little iPhones they could strap to the fish so that the fish can ask Siri how to get back up the stream. And the International Marine Stewardship Council announced yesterday in Portland that it has certified 13 bottom-dwelling species, collectively known as groundfish, are harvested in an environmentally sustainable way. This applies to species sold as red snapper, Dover sole, lingcod, and the rest. Other happenings around the world right now, of course, right here in Portland, Mohamed is his attorney is asking for a retrial because the obvious setup that resulted in his extraordinarily harsh sentence the first time around should be and must be addressed. We're going to now speak with David Cobb with the Move to Amend. Thank you so much for joining us, David.
It's certainly my pleasure. It's always good to talk to KBOO listeners who actually know what time it is.
And it is time to do something about corporate person. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on right now and the effort that is taking place to address this insult to democracy and assault on the whole electoral process?
I certainly can, and it's a complex conversation, but in the spirit of honesty and transparency and real appreciation for KBOO listeners, I'm going to actually engage it in that same honest sort of way and not just in talking points. When I say it's complicated, I mean what's going on in the U.S. Congress is complicated, but what's going on in our lives is not. And we know this, that currently today, these large transnational corporations are not just exercising power over us, they're ruling us. As surely as masters once ruled slaves and as surely as kings once ruled subjects, these unelected and unaccountable corporate CEOs are ruling over us because they're making all the decisions. We are witnessing, we are living in right now, a time of ever-tightening fascism. We're seeing a merger of corporations, the military, and the national government are all sort of congealing together. And I know that that may sound provocative to some people, but darn it all, that's what's actually happening. We're seeing it happen between Monsanto, between the Keystone XL pipeline, between the U.S. empire run abroad in every single way. We're actually seeing that happen. So that's what's going on. But the good news is that there is an amazing citizens movement, ordinary people, not even citizens, just people, because some of them are recent emigres. Some may not be formally citizens, but human beings are coming together in a grassroots fashion to build a movement to say, ya basta, enough already. We draw our inspiration from the global south and from Arab Spring and other places in the world where they're actually more developed than we are politically. But the point is, what we're saying is, this is our government. We the people are supposed to be sovereign. We the people are supposed to rule ourselves. It's not appropriate to allow corporations to claim that they are persons with inherent and inalienable constitutional rights, because when a corporation can do that, it means a corporate lawyer can go into court and overturn any law, environmental protection laws, worker safety laws, public health laws, and, yes, campaign finance laws. So, a horrible situation, the beginning, the emergence of a genuine people's movement in response that is broad and deep and conscious, educated, it's multiracial, it's multi-ethnic, it's cross-issue, an amazing thing we're experiencing. And now in Congress, the Democrats in Congress are trying to narrow this movement to, let's just get money out of elections. Let's not deal with corporate power issues. Let's not deal with corporate constitutional rights. Let's just try to get money out of elections.
Dude, we're totally out of time. We're flat out of time. I want to talk more about this. I want you to come back on the show in the very near future and continue to address this terribly important point. What you're saying is just amazing. Could you get listeners, we'll put the website up on the KBOO website, put a link there so that listeners can find out more. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.